We turn now to the final Avinu Malkeinu that we've been saying as part of our attempt to appeal for assistance in the midst of this crisis. Avinu Malkeinu, Chanenu va'anenu. Our Father, our King, Chanenu, show us grace, va'anenu, and answer us. And it seems to me that on the surface, these might seem like intertwined verbs. Show us grace and answer us. And we're saying to God, in answering us, you show us grace. But actually, to put a finer point on it, we could have simply said, Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, Anenu, answer us. Ki ein banu ma'asim, for we are without accomplishment. But Chanenu va'anenu breaks down two significant reactions to others in crisis. And one is chanenu, to have grace, to have compassion, to have mercy. Anenu is to answer, and those are two distinct things. And we've heard over the last few days along these lines, those who are feeling the crisis, not of the virus, but the crisis of the feelings of oppression and discomfort and anxiety, have said, Chanenu, have empathy, have mercy, have compassion, try to understand what it's like to walk in our shoes, or more to the point, to walk in our skin. But then there has been a call to say, but that is not enough, that will not help us. We want people to understand and to have compassion and empathy, but we also need Anenu. We need there to be change, legislation. There needs to be awareness around these sensitivities. And while that is pertinent to the political and social sphere of the United States, this, of course, is pertinent to the relationships that we all have in our lives, that we are asked and called on in our prayer as we turn to God to think of ourselves in relationships in which we wield power, to try to cultivate both those verbs, to cultivate chanenu, that we should have compassion and empathy and concern and understanding for those who are struggling and in need, va'anenu, but also to provide answers, to find ways to make things better, to offer solutions. If our children or spouses or neighbors or friends or family need help. And the truth is, even if it's just us, if we need to help ourselves, we should not just feel sensitized to the struggle, but try to seek resolutions and ways to make the world better. Tomorrow, we will shift back to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.